talk about something important today, because it's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram. I started building social media to give people a voice. I gave a speech at Georgetown 5 years ago about the importance of protecting free expression, and I still believe this today.
This 5-minute video by Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of course, Facebook, Meta, Instagram. Meta's a company, the parent company that owns all this stuff. This is horrifying and brilliant all at the same time. It is I have genuine admiration for the audacity and the rhetorical persuasive skill that whoever wrote this presentation for him or with him, it's amazing, okay? It starts with, what did he say? We're getting back to our roots around free expression. We're not the ones who wanted to censor people. We're not the ones who wanted to deplatform people. We're not the ones that wanted to, you know, push you off of our platform with our algorithm that, you know, reduced your accessibility to viewers because you expressed skepticism about COVID vaccine or masking or isolation or about, you know, LGBT issues or about the Hunter Biden. It's not us. We believe in free speech. Don't you know? That's our roots. That's where we, I mean, it's amazing to claim this, and he never backs off. He says, look, there's real bad stuff out there on the internet and on our platform, drugs, terrorism, the abuse of children. And as a result, we've had to try to combat that.
So we built a lot of complex systems to moderate content. But the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. Even if they accidentally censor just 1% of posts, that's millions of people. And we've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship.
Too much censorship. All by the odds. Not by the design, not by the specific content that was targeted. It's not really our fault. It's just big systems and big platforms are hard to make work right. And even if it's only a small percentage, and trust me, dear listeners, it's only a small percentage. But it's, you know, it's time to fix even the small percentage, right?
The recent elections also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech. So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms.
Back to our roots, restoring free expression. The election has got us scared bleepless. you know, we are terrified of what this incoming president is going to do, and we're hoping to avoid some of that by making some big sweeping changes and pretending like we always wanted to the whole time. We were never on the other side on this stuff. I say this genuinely. I am always amazed when sociopathic people behave like sociopathic people. It's an art. And this speech was amazing for just gaslighting the entire country.
First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop about how misinformation was a threat to democracy.
We were led astray.
We tried in good faith to address those concerns without becoming the arbiters of truth.
Which we did.
But the fact-checkers have just been too politically biased and have destroyed more trust than they've created, especially in the U.S. So over the next couple of months, we're going to phase in a more comprehensive community notes system.
That is one of the key things of effective persuasion is grant the criticism, grant the thing that you are, the people are throwing up in your face. We did too much. We censored too much. You know, political bias. We acknowledge it. Yes, we did wrong. Now, it's not really our fault. It was all the legacy media stuff that put us in a, you know, hard spot. Like we couldn't do any, we couldn't ignore it. You know, we had to be worried about it. They kept telling us that it was bad and we, you know, we followed their lead.
Second, we're going to simplify our content policies and get rid of a bunch of restrictions on topics like immigration and gender that are just out of touch with mainstream discourse.
Even though it's what we believe.
What started as a movement to be more inclusive has increasingly been used to shut down opinions and shut out people with different ideas, and it's gone too far. So I want to make sure that people can share their beliefs and experiences on our platforms.
If we could have done just a little bit of deplatforming people for opposing the rainbow mandate, or if we just could have had a little bit lighter touch when people were saying things about immigration that we didn't like. I mean, I sat in genuine awe. You don't, not many times you get to see something like this happen. And it was people, I had not watched it when it first came out on Tuesday, but somebody said, you should watch this. And I started watching, like, oh my God, this is A, brilliant. Because it's going to work for a lot of people. This can, most people. Oh, yeah, okay. And it sort of tells you where most people are and where they think most people are, because they think most people are dumb enough that this works. Most people are incapable of spotting rhetorical and logical strategies to use persuasion and the mismanagement of facts to present this case. And they're probably right. Okay, they're probably right.
Third, we're changing how we enforce our policies to reduce the mistakes that account for the vast majority of censorship on our platforms.
Mistakes.
We used to have filters that scanned for any policy violation. Now, we're going to focus those filters on tackling illegal and high-severity violations. And for lower-severity violations, we're going to rely on someone reporting an issue before we take action.
So remember, it's a mistake, it's an error, it's an oversight, it's a glitch. It's not a design, it's not an intent, it's nothing that our policy people actually designed to make this way.
The problem is that the filters make mistakes, and they take down a lot of content that they shouldn't. So by dialing them back, we're going to dramatically reduce the amount of censorship on our platforms.
We were trying to do such a good thing, and it just, like, somebody coded a zero for a one, you know, and so we got these errors that weren't even foreseeable, right? And by the way, like so many times it happens, this will continue to progressively get even worse in throughout this speech. Because at the end is, I mean, it's a crescendo of denial, obfuscation, and blame shifting. It's unbelievable. We're almost there, though. We're almost there. Okay, so policy point four.
We're also going to tune our content filters to require much higher confidence before taking down content. The reality is that this is a trade-off. It means we're going to catch less bad stuff, but we'll also reduce the number of innocent people's posts and accounts that we accidentally take down.
He's actually right about that. Obviously, it's the trade-off between the lower your sensitivity for the censoring filter, the more you're going to let bad stuff in. The higher sensitivity, the more you're going to prevent bad stuff. At least that part's correct, okay? But again, here we go.
Fourth, we're bringing back civic content. For a while, the community asked to see less politics.
That's politics. Okay, talking about politics. Okay?
For a while, the community asked to see less politics because it was making people stressed. So we stopped recommending these posts. But it feels like we're in a new era now. And we're starting to get feedback that people want to see this content again. So we're going to start phasing this back into Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, while working to keep the communities friendly and positive.
We had been protecting you from the anxiety and trauma of hearing about politics on Facebook. But now, apparently, people want it again, so we're bringing it back in. Oh, man. And again, you know, they control the algorithm, okay? And remember, the point of the algorithm, there's one purpose of the algorithm, that is to keep your eyeballs on that screen. That's the point. To keep you scrolling, looking, that's the idea, so that they can put ads in front of your face and, you know, make the money that they make off of advertising. Like, that's the whole point. It's not about making you better people. It's not about serving you. It's not about making the world a better place. Although they have tried to do that in several ways in a very misguided fashion. But anyway, that's the point. So they're the ones choosing the algorithm, right? Anyway, back to the recommendations. Like I said, these kind of continue to get wilder and wilder.
Fifth, we're going to move our trust and safety and content moderation teams out of California, and our U.S.-based content review is going to be based in Texas. As we work to promote free expression, I think that it will help us build trust to do this work in places where there is less concern about the bias of our teams.
People will trust us if only the people who are doing the censoring live in Texas instead of California. Now, are you going to hire locals? Or are you moving the team, as
right,
you said? Because if it's the same people,
they're still Californians.
There's the Californians living in Dallas. Yeah, I mean, what is the theory? Well, if we just get them around normal people, maybe they'll be a little bit less weird. You know, maybe they won't be as prone to... We're recontextualizing our sensitivity team.
And I can tell you, as a fellow Texan, they are not going to put up with that. Trust me, Texas won't handle that.
If we move them to Texas, all will be well. It's the panderiest thing I have ever seen a company do. But as I say, it gets worse. Here goes.
Finally, we're going to work with President Trump to push back on governments around the world that are going after American companies and pushing to censor more. The U.S. has the strongest constitutional protections for free expression in the world. Europe has an ever-increasing number of laws institutionalizing censorship and making it difficult to build anything innovative there.
You know, this whole big bad world out there is against freedom of expression. We're certainly not a part of it. You know, this is certainly not our fault in any way. And we're going to work with President Trump to be a force for, you know, freedom. Again, now that we have to, after we lost the election. And you remember Zuckerbucks? I mean, do you remember how hard they worked against him in 2020? Anyway, okay, and it, like I said, last shred of this one is the one for me. This was the one for me that was the most amazing. Because do you remember the Biden administration was pressuring all of these platforms like Twitter, when it was Twitter, and Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook to take down anything, the Hunter Biden laptop story, the Russian collusion story, the promoting that, any questions about anything surrounding COVID, anything that's anti-LGBT, anything that's like this whole scale of control, manipulation, censorship. And the Biden White House was very actively engaged in, especially the stuff around the COVID questions, right? Okay, but listen to this. Listen to what he says.
Latin American countries have secret courts that can order companies to quietly take things down. China has censored our apps from even working in the country. The only way that we can push back on this global trend is with the support of the U.S. government. And that's why it's been so difficult over the past 4 years when even the U.S. government has pushed for censorship. By going after us and other American companies, it has emboldened other governments to go even further. But now we have the opportunity to restore free expression, and I am excited to take it.
Biden is to blame. He's not just to blame for, I mean, we would rather be true to our roots of free expression and let everything be said on our platform. But those damn dirty Bidens, they're to blame. Oh, and not just for what we reluctantly, against our will, did on our own platform. You know, we didn't have any power as a mega billion company to do anything on our own. You know, it's not like we voluntarily complied with them or hid the fact that we complied with them or worked so hard against Republicans consistently. No, we were all against our will. Had to drag us kicking and screaming into this cooperation. We were under the thumb of the Biden administration. And that's why all these other governments are doing what they're doing, because they saw us go along with the Biden administration. You know when somebody's like got power and they abuse it, and then somebody finds out and calls them to task, and then they're like begging not to be punished for it? This is what that sounds like. It's, and again, I'm amazed at the skill of the manipulation in this presentation and amazed at the audacity. This is a masterclass in PR. Generally speaking, not good, virtuous PR, but applying the tactics of persuasion, manipulation, and refocusing and, you know, relanguaging around what you're saying. It's our core. We're just getting back to our core, our own roots. We really want to do this.
It'll take time to get this right. And these are complex systems. They're never going to be perfect. There's also a lot of illegal stuff that we still need to work very hard to remove.
Agreed.
But the bottom line is that after years of having our content moderation work focus primarily on removing content, it is time to focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our systems, and getting back to our roots about giving people voice. I'm looking forward to this next chapter. Stay good out there, and more to come soon.
Stay good out there. I don't know. I maybe would have, if I were in a position to advise him, I maybe would have advised him not to wear the $900,000 watch. That there's, what, two of in the world?
There are only two. That's right.
I'm a man of the people. We're getting back to our roots. Unless your goal is to be, you know, weirdo Steve Jobs-esque or something, you know. But, yeah, it's amazing stuff. Moving them to Texas. Everything will be fine. All right, 654 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Wow. I mean, sometimes all you got to say is wow.